3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Lots of great stuff going on over the next couple of days. I just want you to be aware of that. We've got our big strawberry fair up here in Ashland tomorrow. Always is great fun. I'm hoping that you will take some time to attend. Wonderful vendors, wonderful food. You get to walk around and see Randy Mack, Randolph-Macon College, which is actually a beautiful college, beautiful campus, right in the town of Ashland. You know, one of their distinguished faculty members at one time was Dr. Dave Brat, one of the most popular professors there. And then he got involved in politics, and then he said, I'm going to Liberty, and he's having a great time there. He is the senior vice president for business affairs at Liberty University. Also happens to be my favorite economist, and he's kind enough to join us each and every Friday. Good afternoon, sir.
Great to be on, Jeff. Thank you.
You have fond memories of Randolph-Macon, do you not?
Oh, yeah. No, the kids there, they were awesome. My wife and I, we had our kids, and we'd go to football games, and they'd bring us flowers and, you know, run errands for us. Just all American, great people. All great kids. Just, I die laughing. Those were back in my rookie days teaching, and so they humored me, and I humored them a little bit. I came in with 3 thermoses of coffee every morning and freaked them out.
Oh my gosh! Hey, this guy's
Dave had high energy.
Look out for Professor Brad. He's on 9 today out of a scale of 4. It's amazing, but I'll bet you learned them a thing or two, didn't you?
Oh yeah, I was probably a little too tough at first.
Yeah,
but then I learned how to make them learn a good way with fun and humor and all that. Yeah, I came in all technical, and then I eased up a little bit.
Oh, good. Good, because you are a wealth of knowledge. I envy them. I think it was probably a fantastic, fantastic series of courses. What do you make of the jobs report, Dave? Here, the number is more than 139,000 good jobs were added. That's the quote here, which sounds good to me, but I don't know exactly what that means.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It beat expectations, and then the wage rate, it is better good news. It grew at 3.8%, and that beats inflation, which is about 2.3%, right? So that means if the wage rate's growing faster than the inflation rate, that's a real, what you call a real wage increase, which means you get to buy more stuff with your wages.
Okay.
So that's real good news. And then another piece of little hidden news is, in the jobs report, the federal government jobs went down. And so that's also good news. But this is the problem with Congress now, right? So the federal jobs are going down, but the budget's going up still, right? And it's like we're going to do $2 trillion deficit spending again. And, you know, we got to end this at some point. It's just unsustainable. The interest on the debt now is $1 trillion a year. It's more than the defense spending, and it's going up at an increasing rate.
Wow.
And so, you know, in more years, more and more and more of the federal government is just going to be paying interest payments, and then we're putting the kids in a giant hole.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Trump, we got the drama going on now there that's clouding the issue, but it's on Congress, right?
Mm-hmm.
Trump's having to talk to Putin for an hour. Because the globalists, you know, bombed him something fierce, trying to provoke a world war, you know, taking out part of their nuclear triad.
Yep.
Against the will of the American people. The American people spoke very loudly in this election against the never-ending wars.
That's right.
And so ask yourself which elitists, and if any of your members are voting in favor of that,
mm-hmm.
and why in the world the Democrats, used to be the party of peace, all political views are my own, but why they're silent, right? All the congressmen and women and senators silent on bombing Russia's triad. What are you trying to get us into?
Right.
Then he's got to call Xi for an hour talk there on the trade deal. And now we've got, you know, rare earth processing complexities going on over there with Xi.
Right.
And so there's your economic highlights. I mean, boy, it's an interesting time to be alive. I'll tell you that one.
Yeah, you know, here's the problem, though. Let's remind everybody, Dr. Dave Brandt is joining us, Senior Vice President for Business Affairs at Liberty University. But he's here just because he's Dave Brandt, and he's a cool guy, and he's a smart guy, and he used to be a professor, and he still educates us. But I get the sense. You said these are interesting times. I remember the Chinese proverb, which is really a curse. Yeah. You should live in interesting times.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right? Exactly.
Hey,
right.
I got news for you, brother. I don't want my times to be all that interesting.
Yeah, I know. No, you got it. That is correct. And these globalist elitist warmongers, right? And it's tied to the budget. Okay. Because what's this $2 trillion deficit funding? And why is the Uniparty, right? When you see Lindsey Graham on the front page with Blumenthal, Senator Blumenthal, Democrat, right?
Yes.
With a Republican. So there's no toxic, it's not toxic relationship up in D.C., right? As soon as you start throwing $200 billion toward political hacks, right? All of a sudden you got everyone's friendly. It's a great city to be in, right? And what that means is the Republicans want war. They want spending on defense. And the Democrats want their USAID slush fund back.
Gotcha.
Right? And that's what's going on. It, against the will and against the pocketbook of the American people.
Wow.
And the Democrats, I just wish they would wake up. I don't know what they're thinking. Their party is in total disarray. Right? Everybody, just go out and read the headlines today in all the major papers.
Yep.
The Democrat Party, I don't know what they keep saying. We need a clever saying, or we need a new personality. No, what you need is an agenda that's good for the American worker, and then you'll win an election.
That's right. What happens to those of us who are American workers, though, Dave? We voted for President Trump, which, in many ways, if we're going to be honest, yes, President Trump is the leader of the Republican Party, but we've got these little fiefdoms and bailiwicks that are saying, oh, no, we're the Republican Party. And they're diametrically opposed to the things that you and I voted for. How much time do we give them before we say, you know what, we're out shopping for a new party?
Oh, no, I've been there. You know me. I've been saying that for 10 years.
Yeah.
No, if the Republicans who are voting for $7 trillion budgets ought to be fired. And the Democrats, and I'm bipartisan, I'm very principle driven. I'm a data driven guy. The Democrats were voting for $7 trillion and not saying a word against the war. And the Democrats are getting a free ride here, right?
Yes.
There's 15 million border invasion. Not a word. I haven't heard a word from any of the Democrat congressmen, women in Virginia, senators, not a word.
Mm-hmm.
And then the inflation of Biden, 20% inflation, right? Over 4 years.
Yep.
Didn't hear one word.
That's right.
Now bombing the Russian triad, right? The triad is the three ways of delivering nuclear bombs, for the folks who don't know.
Right.
Right? So this is not like, flying some drones around and dropping some small bombs.
Yeah.
This is a threat to their nuclear delivery system, and everybody knows what that means.
That's right.
That means the Eurozone and the NATO folks are saying, we want a war with Russia.
Mm.
And what they're trying to do is to get Putin to go to war against one of the NATO countries. Because if he drops a bomb on Germany, who might have been planning this thing, then Article 5 kicks in under NATO, and all of NATO goes together in against Putin. And then you've got World War III.
Mm.
For real, right? That's all of NATO, all of the, 30 countries of NATO, all of Western Europe and Eastern Europe going against Russia right in Ukraine, which is where World War I was and World War II was for pretty much the same reasons.
Wow. It is fascinating and it's terrifying. And when we see the folks, and you rightly point them out, it's this rather odd marriage of the, you said, Lindsey Graham and Dick Blumenthal. I mean, we hear...
Right. Right.
Look, locally, former Governor Jim Gilmore, I like the governor, and I think he's right on a lot of things. And we're going to talk, getting rid of the car tax, go back to that.
Yeah.
That's great. But I don't know, regular basis. He's telling me we need to spend more money and do more stuff for Ukraine, and I'm just sort of scratching my head at that. I just can't wrap my head around it.
Well, you know? he can say all he wants, but he's go look at the polls. 70% of the American people disagree with you, Jim. So, it's supposed to be a democracy until these elites figure out how to evade the American people. I was always very truthful.
Yep.
And said, hey, American people, you're getting ripped off big time. And, then the swamp ejected me.
That's when you get invited to any of the cool parties, Dave. You weren't allowed,
I know.
Got the bad office, no view.
But that's, and I do blame the people there, though, because the people vote, and they could have overruled the swamp. And that's what you've got to do now. It's not about me. It's doing the right thing for the country now. All these people that are doing the right thing, vote them in. And the people that are bankrupting your kids, you've got to vote them out. Quit doing the same thing. It's stunning.
All right. I've got to ask, because I'm just asking everybody I talked to today, what is...
I know what's coming.
What is the real story here? Do Donald Trump and Elon Musk really hate each other? Or is it, as I posited at 3 o'clock, much more of a piece of performance art harkening back to WrestleMania?
No, I think it's for real, right? Wow. You don't lose 14% of the shares of your companies, and Elon's got some problems now as a fiduciary for his firm losing that much value, and some of it'll come back. But no, he's dropping the bombs, and it's mutually assured destruction between two titans. I think Elon lost it a little too much on this one, right? The president, I can't put my finger on anything Trump did to provoke him to that level of bomb throwing, right? He's mad about the process, and he wanted to come back to D.C. maybe, and he didn't get some stuff in the budget he wanted. But then Elon just went off. And that's a problem, and I've been harping on that on your show. I do not like these oligarchs that have as much power potentially. You're seeing Trump's winning.
Yes.
But they're getting close to having as much power as the most powerful political person in the world.
Yeah.
And you've got seven of these magnificent seven oligarchs and monopolists.
Yep.
And, again, where are the Democrats on any of this? They're all Democrat. They're all leftists. Right?
Well,
and where are the conservatives breaking up these firms? That's what our principle is. You break them up, and we're not breaking them up.
Right. Yeah. Well, do we sound crazy when we say somebody's getting a nice envelope somewhere? I mean, that's my sense, is that, just the right people are getting the right amount of stuff, and everybody wants to look the other way and pretend that stuff isn't happening. And look at the Democrats. And again, we're not all political here, because when Dave Brat joins us, he's here as Dave Brat, just a friend. He's not here on behalf of Liberty University. But I look at the Democrats, who last week were lining up for their chance to burn a Tesla, this week are inviting Elon over for for cookies and milk.
No, it's money. It's always money and power, always.
Yeah.
Ugh. And that, we got to end that. The people, it should be about the middle class, the working class.
Yep.
And policies across the board that are fair for everybody. They should be the same policy for everybody.
Absolutely. All right, let's end on a positive note. I keep going back to the Flames and the Lady Flames. Anything going on with the Flames this weekend?
Oh, I've been up in the swamp too much. I'm paying attention to all this drama up here instead of getting my head back to normality, but I'll be back down there. I'm a big tennis fanatic, so I've been following the men's and women tennis teams and all that, and following the NCAA championships. You can go out on YouTube and watch all that stuff. So the tennis teams, that's my sport I love.
All right. Well, excellent. Well, Dave, listen, I always appreciate you being here. I'm the one who always feels compelled to do the plug for Liberty, even though you're never here talking on behalf of Liberty University. It's a great institution. It has not just wonderful students, but it's got wonderful professors, wonderful administration, and I think the world of you guys there. I think it's one of the best institutions anywhere, and that's why anytime anybody asks, oh, I got a kid or a grandkid or a niece or nephew thinking about college, your son went here, your other son's, yeah. I said, whatever you do, go down to Lynchburg, take a look at Liberty. And, you know, if it's right for you, it's right for you. If it's not, that's okay, too. No harm, no foul, but just a great institution. So
no, that's right, and that is right. And there is a major problem with some of the other universities in the country, right? And I'm not speaking for Liberty now,
right,
making that judgment, but make sure that go look and talk to the kids at any school and see, check in on the character.
That's right.
Right. And that's it. That's the number one thing, right? The faith, the character.
Yep.
That if you got that right, you're going to go far in life.
No doubt about it. Dave, I always appreciate you being here. Have a fantastic weekend.
Yep.
And we'll talk next week.
Yep. Love the show. God bless you. Thanks, brother.
God bless you, Dave. That is Dr. Dave Brad. Dave, again, Senior Vice President for Business Affairs at Liberty University. But I do always like to make it clear he's never here speaking on behalf of Liberty University. He's just here because he's a really nice guy and he's my friend. And I asked him to come and dispense a little wisdom. And I always enjoy the conversation. Now, I understand that we got some weather rolling through. Oh, my God. This was not supposed to happen today. Seriously, I'm looking at the official stuff here. This wasn't supposed to happen until tomorrow, but apparently we do have some of the thunderstorms which are beginning to kick up, and I think we may have had some weather interruptions. So if that's the case, not to worry. You can hear the entire conversation by visiting WRVA.com, WRVA.com. You may be able to listen to the entire conversation. It's a good one. Not that there's ever a bad conversation with Dave Brandt, but this was an especially good one, I thought. It is Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.